Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg peaking at 21 degrees tomorrow, Pretoria 22, eMalahleni only going up to 20. The following story may upset sensitive listeners. Police in Mpumalanga have arrested a 33-year-old woman in connection with the murder of a 37-year-old man. The victim was stabbed to death in Wesselton in Armulwe, and the police spokesperson, Donald Mkluli, says the police found dismembered body parts on the scene.
The incident was reported to the police on Monday night, 11 August 2025, and upon arrival, they found some of his body parts inside a plastic bag, while some of his body parts were torched and other body parts were found inside a plastic bag. A 33-year-old woman is charged for murder as well as defeating the ends of justice.
And reaction is trickling in after that report released by the U.S. State Department about human rights in South Africa. Now, in that executive summary of the report of 21 pages, America says the human rights situation in South Africa has significantly worsened during the past year. But the Department of International Relations and Cooperation has rejected the report. Here's Crispin Piri.
The report's reliance on acontextual information, discredited accounts, and distorted facts is highly concerning. For example, it cites a case where farm workers were killed and fed to pigs as an extrajudicial killing. We register our profound disappointment with this report.
One of the political parties who responded to this was Freedom Front Plus. Here's the leader, Dr. Cornei Mulder.
It indicates that there are certain problematic areas, be that rural safety, be that farm murders, be it the problem of expropriation without compensation, be that economic race-based laws, etc. It's in the best interest of all in South Africa that those issues be identified and be addressed as soon as possible so that we can normalize our relations with the United States.
Staying with politics, Action SA joined the DA and the Freedom Front Plus in pulling out of the National Dialogue's two-day convention in Pretoria.
Action SA remains unconvinced that any of the concerns raised by key stakeholders, organizers, and the broader public have been addressed. There is an insistence on forging ahead despite serious unresolved questions, particularly regarding the lawful appropriation of the budget.
That was spokesperson Matthew George. News of a completely different nature in Gauteng. Residents who've been evicted from the Farrow Park flats in Germiston in Ekurhuleni say they've been failed by government. The city of Ekurhuleni is continuing with evictions in Germiston on city-owned residential properties, saying that the people there aren't paying rent. So one of them is 45-year-old Carol Shatswayo. She says she's been living there for nearly 30 years.
What pained me the most, I slept outside. I'm homeless. They took my fridge. I don't have anything. Even how will I work? How is the government saying when the 30 or the 11-year-old is being shot by a rubber bullet?
Moving abroad to the Middle East, the Israeli military says they've approved a plan for the expanded offensive in Gaza, coming after Israel's security cabinet called for the capture of the Palestinian territory's largest city. The war has been raging for 22 months. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government has not provided a precise timetable for when Israeli troops will enter Gaza City. According to figures from the health ministry in Gaza, more than 61,000 Palestinians have died so far. That's it from the news desk for tonight. I'm Marlene Fischer. The next bulletin on Jacaranda FM is tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock with Gerda D'Souza.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Things haven't been quite the same. Babe, it's only been a couple of days now.